The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter.' When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
In today's gospel, we hear another harsh condemnation by our Lord. He says, "Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter." The scribes and the Pharisees were blocking the way of those who wanted to follow Christ. And throughout the gospels, it's these groups that present themselves as the most formidable obstacles to the gospel. These scribes and Pharisees were people who kept only to the letter of the law, but failed to keep its spirit. They closed themselves off completely to the love of God and love of neighbor. They hardened their hearts, and though they appeared upright, they turned others away from pursuing God. Jesus severely corrects these doctors of the law time and again, because given their study, giving all the time they had spent devoted to studying Scripture and reading it and understanding its meaning, they were the ones that were supposed to have recognized Jesus as Messiah, because his coming had been foretold in their sacred books. But as we learn from the gospel, the exact opposite happened. Not only did they not accept Jesus, these men obstinately opposed him. As teachers of the law, they should have taught the people to follow Christ. But instead, with all their learning, they blocked the way. My brothers and sisters, our goal then as Christians is not to block the way or become a stumbling block of a soul's pursuit of Jesus and the kingdom of God. These souls have enough obstacles and blockades set up by the world we live in. No, these souls, when we meet them, need encouragement along the way to our Lord. And it's on each of us to be that encouragement, to give little words of affirmation, to be the light set on a hill, and to be a beacon showing the way to the Lord. There's a title that the Pope has. It's particular to his position and him properly, but it's called Pontifex, and that's Latin for bridge builder. That's the goal of the Pope. That's one of his objects, his goals, is to be a bridge builder from the people of God to God himself. That's something we need to be able to emulate in our own lives, to be that bridge between the person we're talking to and the God who loves them. And if we become a stumbling block, if we don't point the way, if we're not clear in how we point the way and what we do, what good is it? So we have to make sure that we are the light of Christ, that we are a clear reflection of our Master, that we be that bridge that connects God to his people and his people to their God.